Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Who are you following? The shepherd? Or the one that tries to act like one? Or maybe a better question is, how do you know who you are following? Jesus lays it out pretty clearly, although the Pharisees didn't really catch on the first time. So the shepherd is going to call his sheep by name. He knows them, and the sheep know their shepherd. Also, a shepherd is one who is trying to give them life, who's leading them, guiding them, showing them the way. The thief is one who's just there to steal, slaughter, destroy, who is climbing over the fence, who has no business there, who doesn't care a single ounce about the sheep. Those are just some of the differences between the shepherd and the thief. So who are you following? Because you are sheep. Right? We are all sheep. And we're going to follow somebody. Either we're going to follow the shepherd, who actually cares about us, who wants the best for us, or we're going to mistake somebody else for the shepherd, and we're going to follow him. But like Jesus tells us, that person does not care. They will slaughter, steal, destroy. Now, if we're going to follow the shepherd, well, it's good to be able to know who that is, right? Hear his voice. That's a huge component. And so, are we listening? Are we tuning our ears to know the voice of our shepherd? For most of us, the answer is going to be no. Because we live our life almost passively. We just go through the motions. We go through our day, and at the end of it, we don't realize how we got there. Right? Things just become routine. Right? We do it without thinking. Plus, it's really hard to listen when we have so much noise in our day. So for most of us, the answer is no, we are not actually listening. Because it's hard to listen. But Jesus tells us those who listen, who follow, are going to have eternal life. And not just life, but have it abundantly. So why are we listening? What's very interesting about this shepherd, especially the way that Jesus describes him in our gospel, is that the shepherd goes out in front, right, and leads, and the sheep follow. Typically, the way it happens, actually, the sheep are in front. The shepherd's kind of like herding, making sure no one is lost. But this shepherd is the one leading, and everyone else is following. Which means that the sheep have a choice to follow or not to follow. So are we actually going to follow our shepherd? Our hearts cut, right? Like the first reading, we are cut to the heart. Are we willing to actually lay down our own self-interests to deny ourselves and follow the shepherd? Are we willing to do what it takes? Because a conversion of heart is where it starts, but it's definitely not where it ends. Action is involved. Right? We can't just hear the shepherd's voice. We have to act upon it. We have to listen to it. We have to follow it. If not, we're going to get caught up and swept up these other fake shepherds, those robbers and thieves who are just here to destroy, steal, and kill. Now, obviously, Jesus is the true shepherd, right? But so beautifully, he enlists other shepherds to help him as well. That's why we have Pope Leo. That's why we have bishops, why we have priests, pastors. That's why we get Bishop Boyer. That's why we get Father Gordon, why we get Father Riley and myself. And so are we even listening to those shepherds? Or are we putting our own interests ahead of those? Are we even remotely trying to follow, right, to listen, to obey? Or do we think that we know best, and I'll go my own way, I'll do my own thing? Because whether you like the shepherds or not, regardless if you like Pope Leo, if you like our bishop, if you like Father Gordon, if you like myself, like, honestly, it doesn't matter. Because God has put these shepherds in our lives. And so, for example, there's a lot of change coming this way. Right? In just over 2 months, you'll have a new pastor. In a few short months, I'll be a pastor. I'll be a shepherd. Is it terrifying? Yes. Am I going to mess up? Definitely. But am I striving to lead all of my sheep closer and closer to heaven? You better believe it. And thankfully, God puts people exactly where they're needed. That's why we need good shepherds. We need good priests. Priests who are after Jesus' own heart. Right? Priests who are willing to lay down their lives day in and day out for their sheep, for their flock. We don't need priests who are just serving their own self-interest. We don't need priests who are just coming to really just take things and have their own little kingdom. No, those are thieves and robbers. And so I encourage you, I plead with you, right? One, to pray for good shepherds. Like, pray for your priests, your pastors. Like, pray for Father Gordon. Right, pray for Bishop Boyer. Pray for the new bishop that's coming. Pray for Father Carl, your new pastor that's coming. Right, pray that they may actually be good shepherds. That they may lead all of us closer and closer to heaven. But also, I think we need to pray for more vocations. Praying for more men in parishes to answer that call, to say, yes, I'm willing to lay down my life for these people. But our part is to follow, is to listen, to tune our ears to our shepherd's voice. And so for maybe the first time tonight, maybe you actually sit down in the silence and start listening. Right? Maybe for the first time you're actually asking, God, help me to hear your voice. Help me to respond to what you're calling me to do. Maybe even for the first time, you might even pray for priests in a particular way. But your shepherd cares for you. He wants you to have life. And not just some old, simple life, but life of abundance. Life that is overflowing. But it's your responsibility to choose it, to follow after your shepherd. So will you? Will you follow, or will you not?